The San Francisco 49ers are facing bringing back someone else. GOAT DJ. Oh, that's my DJ. We're going to talk about how to bring him back.
Mr. DJ.
Hey. All of that and more on today's episode of No Harm, No Foul. Let's get it.
It's coming. It's coming. We getting the graphics done up. Oh, gosh.
What's the matter?
What's the matter?
Oh, gosh, what?
Facial expressions. All I said was it was coming, and it was like.
Oh, no, no, no. I didn't make a face.
You did make a face. Go back and watch it.
I didn't even hear what you said.
You still made a face.
I thought I fixed my hair.
You're always trying to play.
I promise you, I'm not playing. I'm dead behind. Like, if I had a face when the cameras first came on, my daughter, I bought my baby girl some high heel shoes because she loves heels.
Oh wow!
So I went online, I bought her some real heels. Like, she got them in the box, but you know how they wrap that really crinkly ass paper in it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got the heels on. She took her house slippers off and put them inside the box, and she's over here like. While we live, like, I hit the intro so you didn't hear it, but she crinkling the hell out the paper. I'm like, yo, if you don't take that somewhere else. So I was like, I was yelling at her.
I
don't know if
anybody, but you just made a face.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe I was still making a face there. I don't know. But I didn't even hear what you say is coming, the graphics. Oh, I said it's, you said it's coming.
Right.
Did I make the pause face?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't know what you was talking about.
Right.
I heard you say it's coming. Okay. Now I know I'm guilty. My bad. I'm guilty. Okay. What's going on, Wayne? How you doing, man? I'm sorry.
I'm doing good, man, because it's almost free agent. It's almost legal tampering time, and you're seeing hella play. Listen, we could have talked about any of these players being released, but this particular player for this particular episode is not released. He is still under current contract. Now, the Denver Broncos are freeing up cap space for who, what, when, where. And you know what? I think it's more because they owe $39 million this year to a player not on their roster. And so, like, when this information starts to come out, like, I'm trying to get this information out. I'm building up the team. But the guys, if you're not following the Wayne Breezy Entertainment page on Instagram, please do so, because myself and Peachy are putting out all the NFL, like NBA breaking news. It's all going near, and we need you guys to see it, comment on it, and so we can interact on it. We're trying to grow the company's brand page, because we got goals in 2024. All right, so When I see this potentially come out about DJ Jones, Mike, wasn't it a couple of days ago I was saying, don't we need to address the pass rush, or the interior defensive run stuffing type of a defense, and we need to fill in that hole? But my question to you is DJ Jones more of the run stuffing defender or the pass rushing defender, or is he the perfect blend between the two?
He is not the perfect blend.
Dang.
DJ Jones is a run stuffer. He's a guy who eats up space, can hold his own against two blockers, free up somebody else. He's that guy. He is. All right. You know how some people refer to running backs as bowling balls?
Mm-hmm.
He's the wrecking ball on the end of the chain at the construction site.
Like a wrecking ball. Sorry. Whenever you say that, bam. I go by Ray Cyrus. My fault.
Bam. Bam. I like it.
I see what you doing. I like it. We need a bam sound, like bam, bam, bam. Ooh. Can you do it? Can we got to do it, though. We can't sample it. Like, we got to do it.
We need two of them. There's two of them I want.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to do the bam, 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 bam. Right?
Right. We got to do
it. And then Right. And then the one that I want for me is
Legassi?
Special.
Damn. Oh, my bad.
No. I want, it's super special. Rain Man. I don't know if you ever seen the movie Rain Man. Dustin Hoffman, Tom Cruise. He was like WKKZ. Bam.
Okay.
He was, you know.
I don't remember it. I got to go back and rewatch it.
All right, I'm gonna get it and I'm gonna find it. That's gonna be my drop. That's gonna be my special one. Bam.
All right.
My thing with DJ Jones is though, he is more of a stout interior lineman. He's not. He listen. This is gonna sound crazy. Everyone's gonna talk about how much he fell off, and you know he's not the same guy as he was in San Francisco. And I'm gonna sit here and strongly disagree with everybody. In fact, if you just took the numbers and looked at them at face value, like his stats, you wouldn't be able to tell, oh, that's San Francisco, oh, that's Denver. He's been the same player as far as production throughout his career.
Okay.
Just telling you.
Okay, so I'm looking at him, and I will say his first year in Denver, as far... His last year in San Francisco and first year in Denver were identical, and then he dropped.
We saying dropped, and I guess this is where my football brain comes in, right? So if you look at his numbers just on the face value, right? 2022, his first year in Denver, he played only 15 games. He had two sacks. He had two sacks with the Niners the year before. He had 34 tackles. He had 56 tackles the year before. He had 22 solo tackles. He had 40 with the 49ers, right? Like, those numbers are down if you're looking at him from a total tackle type of guy, right? The quarterback hits were up.
I mean, he's because he has a unique skill to pressure the quarterback. Like he's 305, but he has good hands to get around a solo blocker and get to that quarterback. So because of that, like I'm not saying that they're far off. All right, so if I go 2023 and I look at his pressures, and he played 10 more snaps in 2023 than he did in 2022. 10 more snaps, right? But his pressures were, he had 18 total pressures. The sack numbers were the same. The hits were more, but he wasn't moving the quarterback out that pocket. Like he wasn't his normal self. And Tim Morgan, he wasn't his same self, excuse me.
He had fresher legs in 2023, though. Because although
it's only fresher legs, then shouldn't he have more pressures?
Oh, you're saying the pressures were down.
Yes.
In 2023.
Yes, he had 12 less pressures in 2023. But like I said, the sacks were the same. The hits went up by one. His hurries went down by seven.
Oh, so you got different. Okay, I got the hits is the same. So, okay. I know that these sites do them different because we're looking at two different sites. So you're right. Okay. But he's got more tackles for loss.
He has tackles for loss. He had four more tackles for loss in 2023. Four more. When you go to that San Francisco year, he had 24 total pressures, one more sack. So he had six less total pressures in his best year in Denver in 2022, which is his first year. Six less total pressures, one more sack, same amount of hits, seven less hurries. But now if you did 40, he had 48 tackles, and 46 of them 48 tackles was stops or tackles for loss.
My man was getting busy. He was getting busy, you know.
So I'm saying like in Denver, I'm not saying he's less of a player. I'm saying his role in Denver may have been a little bit different than what his role was in San Francisco. Remember, he wasn't a starting defensive tackle in San Francisco, right? He was a rotational piece the majority of his career, and then due to his injury, that last year he probably was he the starting? 654 snaps, but it still seemed rotational.
It was also the first year of the 17 games. So, and he was healthy the whole time too, for the first time in his career. It was his first time being healthy for the whole career, his contract year with the 49ers, and it was the extra game. So his snap count went choom through the roof. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I do want to ask you this. Does Denver play a 3-4?
Denver plays a, hold on.
Because the reason I'm asking is because with the 49ers, they specifically list him as a left defensive tackle or a right defensive tackle.
He played nose tackle in Denver.
So they play a 3-4.
So he lined up over the center. Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. They took this guy out of what makes him special.
That's what we were.
He's a better fit here. This is what Tony was telling
me. Denver didn't take him out. Like Denver signed him as a free agent. That's what they went with. Like, I mean, he's big. He's a big guy. I mean, he's 300 plus pounds. So he's lining up over that center. He's lining up over the zero, right? Like the zero tech. Like, so that's his thing. Like, he needs to be playing on opposite side of that, where he could fit that gap and use his skill set. Now that's DJ Jones, right? DJ Jones in a nutshell. The question is, like, this is not a situation where he's been released or cut and the Niners can sign him as free agency, right? That's not what's going on right now. What's happening is there's a possibility that he can be traded. And then if the Niners want this guy, that's the question. Do the Niners want to spend or swap a draft pick or whatever it is to get him back? Because if they cut him, he's on the books. Golly, what year are we in?
24.
Yeah, 12 million, almost $13 million cap hit. Mm-mm. So if the Niners traded for DJ Jones, who's paying for that? Are the Niners going to pay that money?
Yeah, so if you trade him, you are eating that. That's all our money now. That's all our money. So I guess that's the question.
There's got to be a way around that, right? Or do you try to extend him to less than
you can negotiate in the trade? We'll take him off of you. We were going to give you we were going to offer a fifth because we believe you guys were going to cut him, but we'll give you a fourth if you take half the salary.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So if we give them compensation as far as a pick, depending on the value of the pick, they'll eat some of the money and we'll take on, let's say we give them a one of the fourths. Let's start there. We got two fourths, right? Two fourths, two thirds, two sixths. You start with a fourth. What do you think that number is going to be from that 9 million? Because they're on the books for 3 million, right? So they got dead cap money. Whether they trade them or cut them, they're responsible for $3 million, period. Okay. The Niners will be responsible for that 9 million. So what type of pick would negate and knock that down to a $5 million deal for the Niners?
I mean, I honestly don't know. Because I think the fourth is where they start taking money off. The league is under the guise right now that Denver's just going to flat out cut him.
That's my question. I know we ain't get there yet, but that's my question. Right now we're talking about as far as trade because he's not a free agent. So we can't talk about him being a free agent if he's not a free agent. See what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, if he becomes a free agent, if I'm John Lynch, I'm on the phone with DJ Jones' agent, and I'm saying, listen, man, why don't you come on back with your barbecue sauce, bring the family, we'll grill up some ribs, and we'll get you here. We'll get you back on the roster. Because this is what the Niners are missing. They're missing their interior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not a high expensive free agent. We're talking back to, and because his production was relatively low, Mike, we're looking at, I like to call it a splish, but I don't think splish is a word unless you use it with splish splash. So this would be like,
right. That's the only time I've ever heard that word. Right. Like,
but it'll be a little dab in the free agency. And the Niners, we don't know the number that they're going to be working with because they haven't began the restructures, or at least the restructures haven't been released, right? Or extensions, or if they're trading somebody or whatever. So we don't know. We just know that we're over the cap about 3 million, right? Over the cap.
Yes.
For the top 51. Remember, you got to get your top 51 under 200 and whatever that number is for this year, 256 million. I can't remember what the number is off the top of my head.
What, for the total cap?
Yes.
It was 280.
Is that high?
The total cap is high. It's almost 300 million. Hold on. Now I got to pull that up because that's a, let me see, 49ers cap space. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just reading Tony. Tony G says the guaranteed money will be paid by Denver like it was Gregory. And that is correct. So that's what I'm trying to see.
93.
So what's the guaranteed money in his contract? I'm looking at it.
I got that pulled up here as well.
And is the base salary guaranteed?
2024.
It says $30 million contract, 3-year, $30 million deal, including an almost a $9 million sign bonus. Only $20 million was guaranteed. So the $20 million got broken down over the 3 years of the deal?
Kind of. You got to look at it. They gave him $3 million for a signing bonus, right?
So yeah.
The other $17 million is over the next 2 years because he had a base salary of $1 million. So let's call it four.
That was 2022.
Mm-hmm. So okay. $7 million to be broken down over those next 2 years. He's got a base salary of 9.4 this year.
Right. So the signing bonus is $3 million. And that's what makes it. So that's why I said they'll be responsible for the $3 million, right? Not the base salary, but the $3 million.
Is that it?
Right.
I don't know. This shit confused me every time.
It's the same as the dead cap. That's what I was saying. That's the guarantee. I thought that was the guarantee. I don't know. It's so all interesting.
Is it more beneficial to Denver to just flat out cut him? Like, why would I trade him if I got to pay that base versus just the $3 million?
Because you still wait. If Denver trades him, Denver. I don't think Denver pays the base. I think the Niners take the base and Denver covers the cap.
I don't even think that's worth it to the Niners. I think here's my theory. If I'm the Niners, I want Denver to cut him. Now, obviously, it's, you know, because you get to save the pick, but it's not about the pick. It's not about the money either.
It's about the free agency.
It's about free agency and it's about mentality. I want to know DJ Jones wants to come back here. He might feel a way. Oh, y'all didn't want to extend me before. Now y'all got Kinlaw over there. Y'all see he's not it. Now y'all want me back.
See, that's the funny thing. Because to the 49ers, they like Kinlaw's a free agent as well. And if DJ Jones is feeling some type of way about the business, it's not like he put up astronomical numbers. If he get cut, that means you sucked. So now you need a job. You see where I'm going with this?
Mm.
So do you want to come here and play and work, or you want to go elsewhere and work on you and see if you could get
or do you want to touch free agency and see what you can get on the market?
He can test free agency, but that's what I said. That's why I said, do you want to play elsewhere? That's what I meant. If he got cut, like he becomes a free agent and then he can go out and test the market, but there's not going to be a big market for him. Dude didn't perform. He didn't outperform his contract enough for him for it to be a huge market. Mike, we're seeing all these players get cut. We're seeing Tre'Davious White get cut. He ain't gonna get offered a big contract. I don't care what he did in 2022. It's 2024. Plus, he can't even stay healthy. You gotta look at stuff like that. Like this is like these players have to get on these type of deals where they gotta come back and kind of prove themselves. I don't think the Niners give the best prove it deals. Like, all right, dude, listen, we'll pay you $5 million base, but you could earn up to $10 million if you do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 to 100. Like there's a lot of ways. But that's dope. You got mad options to make incentives.
And then he's going to tell you, like, I'm illiterate, so them letters didn't mean nothing to me.
That's messed up, Mike. See, you were
not bad. Him. I meant, okay, all right. That was bad. All right. Take it back. I'm going to reel it back in. Just bring it back. I do have a question for you.
Okay.
Are we talking about DJ Jones only because he's an ex-49ers and not because he fits the need of what we want?
I'm not having this conversation because he's an ex-49er. I didn't think that's how we were prefacing this. I was thinking that the Niners need to stop the gap. They need to stop the run. There's a couple of players out there that I feel like they can get cheap. I wouldn't even be surprised if they looked into bringing back Hassan Ridgeway and seeing if he can find a way to stay healthy, or Maurice Hurst, see if he could find a way to stay. I wouldn't be surprised if they bring back these guys, because when you look at the San Francisco 49ers, the issue wasn't necessarily just the pass rush. The issue was the pressures were there from the interior and the exterior, but they couldn't stop the running back, bro. Like they these power backs were going ham. And then when they switched to outside zone on us, no one knew what to do. Like no one knew where to be, where to tackle. And so I just feel like it starts up front. I know we get mad at talking about the trenches and all that type of stuff. But I'm sorry, guys, you lose and win games in the trenches. And the trenches don't freaking matter in the regular season. They matter in the playoffs. And I think you guys finally saw, if you didn't see it before, you finally witnessed the trenches mattering in the playoffs. We looked at a busted up Kansas City Chiefs line. I don't think they did immaculately well, but you know what? They let their quarterback get sacked a time or two, if I'm not mistaken. But at the end of the day, it came down to the trenches and our players missing blocks or just not even knowing to block. And so like that, it just always comes and bites us in the patootie, bro. Like, that's why I'm like, yo, you got to get better offensively and defensively. It go hand in hand in them trenches.
How much of a difference is this guy going to make? He averages less than 3 tackles a game.
It's about him being out on the football field on them rundowns and then figuring out a way to stop that run on first down, on second down, right? You ain't worried about the third and longs, because now you're going to rotate his big ass out and you're going to bring back in somebody that's going to try to rush and get to that quarterback. Let me ask you this question. Would you rather have Javon Kinlaw or would you rather have DJ Jones?
I think I would rather have Javon Kinlaw based off of what I saw in the postseason.
See,
postseason
for me,
Javon Kinlaw.
You know, the only issue to me about Kinlaw is his size. I have the same feeling about Arik Armstead. Do you think their size is hindering their ability to get lower to the ground? To like, I mean, they should be good at getting their hands up, but I'm talking about getting low to the ground, low to the center. See, we talk about running backs, right? Running backs get low, right? And these guys are just getting punched right in the chest and then pushed back. And next thing you know, your linebackers are missing tackles because they're getting blocked by the offensive line. And now your secondary, who's trying to come up and fill in where the linebackers are like, they taking poor angles. Yo, it really started up front, dog. Like if you got a good front, I think Jones, to me, I would pick Jones over Kinlaw because he's better in the run defense. They both are injury prone. I'm going to put it out there like that. So it's a push. Mm-hmm. But it comes down to that run defense and who can be out there on first and second down.
I'm not mad at that. I don't think you can go wrong either way. With Kinlaw, you're younger. He's only had one full offseason to actually get into shape. And I thought he had a better season this past season. You know, I'm not saying he was great. And I'll be honest with you, when I was excited about the play of DJ Jones, I was more excited about what I saw from him than the times I was excited about Kinlaw. You get what I'm saying? Like when I'm like, oh, good job, Kinlaw, versus let's go, Jones. Like that, like I was getting hyped. Like DJ Jones made me hype at times. You know what I mean? Like I was confident when he was out there on a big down. I didn't think he was going to be a liability. Talking about Jones. But I've seen moments from Kinlaw and recently where I felt like, yo, he came to play, and he showed up. He's got plenty of
absolutely
not showing up on film as well.
This is not
a... It goes back to the leverage thing that you were talking about.
But this is not a shot at Kinlaw whatsoever, bro. Like, I thought Kinlaw had a decent year, but he was also used as a rotative piece. So we're comparing rotative pieces. Like, think about it. Like, that's who Kinlaw was this year, and he was able to remain healthy throughout the season. So you got to I give Kinlaw his props, but the question is, are they going to try to pay Kinlaw and offer him the $5 million, or do you go after and try to get a guy like DJ Jones and give him the $5 million?
Right.
Because I think that they're worth about the same. Mm-hmm. But when you look at DJ Jones, it just seemed like he was more of a force when this with this run defense. And I think if I'm trying to fix the 49ers defense, I think it starts up front at the run. It's not necessarily just about the pass rush. It's about plugging that gap. It's about filling them holes so that your linebackers can come in and do what they need to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's the issue. That was the issue all season long.
Right. Let's we got 5 minutes left, less than we got 4 minutes left. Let's get to these super chats. It's only two of them for now. And one of them actually is not. It's not football related. Let me make sure I change the color. I gotta change the color scheme back real quick.
We'll say let's save that one for last. So let's do the football related one and then we'll save that one for last.
All right, here we go. Let's get this.
Charge.
Right. Super chat says Bryce Huff from Jets should be cheaper than Chase in free agency.
You think so? Bryce Huff had more production than Chase. You think he'll be cheaper?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, listen,
because a lot of it has to do with who gets their deal last also.
It does, but like 67 pressures, 10 sacks, 12 hits, 45 hurries. Do I need to pull up Chase stats? Because I know y'all probably know him by heart.
I don't know Chase stats. But
I got you. I said 67 total pressures, 10 sacks, double-digit sacks. I'm going to do Chase because Chase played for two teams. All right, so I'll give you that. And what's his age? Can you give me Brian Huff's age? Because that plays a factor too.
Yep. So
nope, they're the same. They gotta be the same age because they got drafted in the same year.
Bryce Huff is 25. Now, you know, guys get drafted a year apart or whatever. He is actually going to be I clicked the wrong damn thing. That is not what I wanted to click for Bryce Huff.
All right, so here's Chase Young's. You ready to do some math? 38 and 36. I'll do it.
What am I? I'm adding this together. I got you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 74.
74. Mm-hmm.
So that's more. Okay. 11. That's more.
85.
You might be right. 9 hits. 54 hurries. I'm doing it in my head too. My bad. I should have told you that. So you got 74 hertz. Hey, you know what? Turbo 9777. You may be right. And the fact that he went with the second pick in the first round, you might be absolutely right. Hey, so Mike, why am I high on bringing back a guy bringing back a guy. What's wrong with going and grabbing Derek Barnett from he's a free agent.
Bro, I loved him coming out. I wanted him over.
Long arms, like really kind of plays like that D Ford role. And the Niners defense just looked, wouldn't it look a little bit different? A little older.
Get him.
No, Mike, I just want to know why people don't like it.
I think that people look at it as, oh, the Eagles didn't want you and the Eagles love defensive linemen. You know, from like an outside looking in.
Well, they kept drafting guys. So it's not that they didn't want them. They were drafting all these guys out of Georgia, these speed guys, this is that in the third. And so the beginning of his season last year with the Eagles, it was kind of on the bench. It wasn't even kind of. It was on the bench. And then they traded him to Houston. And then he had a productive season in Houston. He wasn't their main sack guy. I just don't get why. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Turbo too, man, by the way. Turbo, this was his third super chat on a live stream, man. What's going on, bro? You get the air horn.
He says, appreciate the feedback, fellas. Go Niners. We appreciate that one. And this last one here is not football related. It's always fun to talk, though. A little bit of boxing news here, not Niners related. Any thoughts on the Tyson versus Jake Paul fight? Jake Paul should be ashamed of himself. He's making a mockery of the sport of boxing. I don't respect him as a fighter.
Okay.
Mike Tyson.
I don't know
about
him like that, so I'm going to go.
He's a YouTuber turned boxer. He took all of his following from YouTube, and he's doing something where he's getting a ton of money. He's getting more money than some title fights because of the popularity and how many tickets were sold and how many pay-per-views were bought and things like that. So he's making money. I don't knock anybody for making money. I respect the hustle, but I'm a person who really loves and appreciates boxing. Mike Tyson is my favorite boxer of all time. Mike Tyson occasionally walks around with a cane and has to be pushed in a wheelchair because of the inconsistency in his legs. Yes. Yes.
If no way.
Just go to Google and type in Mike Tyson cane. He carries his big, it looks like a piece of, like the sugar cane stick, the long, tall.
Mike, like how is that possible if I just watched the video of him
sparring?
And I mean, like.
Because he takes certain things to get ready for that.
Okay, say less. I understand.
So you have a 27-year-old Jake Paul fighting a 60-year-old Mike Tyson who can't walk around. I mean, it's a sham. It's a sham. I hope Mike knocks him out, and I'm going to leave it at that. But I'm going to watch it because I'm going to watch it for free. I'm going to watch it, but he's making a sham of it. Now, one thing I will give Jake Paul credit for, as a promoter, I respect him. He represents Amanda Serrano, and he put himself on her undercard just to make sure the tickets were being sold the proper way, even though she couldn't fight due to her eye injury last week. And he's going to continue to do that. So as she's looking to get this rematch or the fight back up and underway, he's going to put himself on the card because he knows that he's a draw. So I do respect him as a manager. As a business guy, I respect it. But as a fighter, I don't.
You kind of lost me. Why you don't respect him as a fighter, and it's because you said he's just a fraud? I'm just trying to sum it up in my own words.
He's kind of making a mockery of boxing, right? So
fighting Mike Tyson.
Imagine, no, yeah. Well, that's what it's up to now. Right. His first fight was. Do you remember? You remember the memes going around three or 4 years ago with Nate Robinson laying face down? They showed like Simba saying, "Dad, get up!" Like that's who he fought. This is the kid who knocked him out.
Oh, he knocked out Nate Robinson.
Yes. So he's just fighting anybody as long as money is associated with it.
Okay.
But then he found a way to get his boxing matches accredited in boxing. So he actually has an official professional record. He's fighting a whole bunch of washed up has-beens. You know, he won't fight anybody close to his age range. And if they are, it's someone who doesn't know how to box. It's not a real fighter. And so he'll go in there against like an MMA guy who's old and washed up and beat them up. Like it's a farce. It's a farce. But I will say this. I will say this also about him. He is actually putting in the work to get better at boxing. This last fight that he did, even though it was over in the first round, you could see him working the jab and he's actually finding range and all that stuff. Again, I watch a lot of boxing. You can tell when someone's working on it versus someone just walking in there and saying, I'm just better than everybody and they got to try to beat me. So, yeah.
I just hope Mike Tyson knocks him out in the first round. I miss that. I need that. Like,
Yeah. I'd be on my high horse for that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that's what I would do.
All right. Guys, listen, man, we appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much for the super chats. I got to run. Wayne's got to run. The BAM show is coming too. Season two is coming soon, man. I can't wait, man. We're going to be breaking some stuff down. Can we do this big? Like, can we do like merch? Can we do like shirts and hats and, or not hats, but what's these called? Like gators? Because I needed to hold my hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll rock the BAM right here. BAM. Like, All right, so we're going to get up out of here, man. We appreciate y'all. Wayne, great show, brother. We will talk to y'all soon. No team is safe.
Guys, 57. Hmm? Tyson.
That's what I said, between he's 57. What did I say, 55 and 60? I thought I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's old. He got no business fighting this dude, man. This kid's got, it's all right. It's cool. No team is safe when the Niners are on the prowl. I'm Mike. That's Wayne. And this is No Harm, No Foul. Peace.